Shinseki's testimony to the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee on Thursday made up his first public remarks on Capitol Hill since news reports revealed that up to 40 veterans enrolled at the Phoenix VA Medical Center died while they were waiting to get doctor's appointments, in part because hospital staff maintained a secret appointment list designed to obscure long wait times at that facility. In his testimony, Shinseki revealed very little new information about the veterans' deaths in Phoenix and elsewhere, other than to say the investigations are ongoing.
Any adverse incident like this makes me mad as hell. I could use stronger language here, Mr. Chairman, but in deference to the committee, I won't. But at the same time, it also saddens me, because I understand that out of those adverse events, a veteran and a veteran's family is dealing in the aftermath, and I always try to put myself in their shoes. In response to allegations about manipulation of appointment scheduling at Phoenix, I am committed to taking all actions necessary to identify exactly what the issues are, to fix them, and to strengthen a veteran's trust in VA healthcare.
The department's inspector general has deployed a team to Phoenix to investigate the case, which originated with hospital employees who became whistleblowers. The IG expects to issue its final report by August. At the same time, Shinseki says VA is conducting an internal review of all of its medical facilities to determine how widespread the practice of manipulating wait time data actually is.
To ensure full compliance with our scheduling policy. And as we've begun that, we've already received reports where compliance is under question, and we have asked the IG in a number of those cases to also take a look.
Shinseki says VA's internal audit is examining most of its healthcare system's largest facilities this week. He told senators he expects to provide them with early results within the next few weeks. He also pledged accountability for any VA staff who were found to have cooked the books on wait times, but not until the IG review is finished.
If any are substantiated by the Inspector General, we will act. And I take Senator Murray's encouragement here to do something different, and Senator, I will. It is important, however, to allow the Inspector General to complete his duty, which is to conduct an objective review and provide us the results.
Acting VA Inspector General Richard Griffin also testified Thursday. At his request, the director of the Phoenix VA Hospital and two other officials there are on administrative leave.
This was done because of the gravity of the allegations and to ensure cooperation by Phoenix staff, some of whom expressed concern about talking to the OIG team.
Griffin did not reveal any explicit details about the Phoenix investigation, but he strongly suggested the problems there extend beyond an administrative matter, and that the IG's office is looking into possible criminal violations.
OIG criminal investigators, including IT forensic experts, are also assisting the team. We are working with federal prosecutors from the United States Attorney's Office for the District of Arizona and the Public Integrity Section of the Department of Justice here in Washington, so that we can determine any conduct that we discover that merits criminal prosecution.
Griffin says since the Phoenix case was publicized in the media, the IG's office has gotten additional reports of manipulated waiting times at other VA facilities across the country through its internal hotline, members of Congress, and other media reports. The office has launched separate investigations at several other VA hospitals, though Griffin did not specify how many probes are currently underway or their locations. But Deborah Draper, the director for healthcare issues at the Government Accountability Office, pointed out that the practice of gaming the system in order to make a VA healthcare facility's numbers look better than they actually are is not exactly a new development. GAO last reported on that problem in a report in 2012.
During our site visits to four medical centers, we found that more than half of the schedulers we observed did not record the desired date correctly, which may have resulted in reported wait times shorter than what veterans actually experience. Some staff also told us they changed appointment desired dates so that the wait times aligned with VA's related performance goals. We also identified other problems in how the scheduling policy was implemented. For example, we found follow-up appointments being scheduled without ever talking to the veteran, who would then receive notification of their appointment through the mail. In addition, we found that the scheduling system's electronic wait list was not always used to track new patients, putting these patients at risk for delayed care or not receiving care at all.
The universal opinion among the nation's large veteran service organizations is that the care veterans get within VA hospitals, once they're in the door, is somewhere between good and excellent. And VA provides many specialized healthcare services that simply don't exist anywhere else. The biggest problem veterans face is getting access to that care in the first place. Carl Blake is the National Legislative Director for Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The fact is that the VA healthcare services, by and large, are excellent. Patient satisfaction surveys of the VA support that assertion. At its core, this is an access problem, not a quality of care problem. These are not the same thing. And to be clear, sending veterans outside of the VA to get private care is not the solution to this problem. It might be part of a solution. It is not the solution, particularly for veterans who rely on the VA's specialized services. The fact is that there are not comparable services to the VA's SCI service, blinded care, amputee care, and the wide variety of specialized care that the VA provides in the private sector. We've clearly identified serious staffing shortages that exist in the SCI service. Insufficient staffing and, by extension, insufficient capacity is ultimately a reflection of insufficient resources that this administration and previous administrations have requested for health care, and insufficient resources that Congress has ultimately provided.
Blake's group and most of the other large veterans associations believe Shinseki needs to act more forcefully than he has so far to address the issue of wait times and veterans' deaths, but most of them have stood by the secretary so far. The most notable exception is the American Legion, the biggest veterans association, which called for Shinseki's resignation in the wake of the news from Phoenix. But Shinseki made it clear on Thursday he has no intention of stepping down.
I came here to make things better for veterans. That was my appointment by the president. Every day I start out with the intent to, in fact, provide as much care and benefits for the people I went to war with and the people that I spent a good portion of my life doing. This is not a job. I'm here to accomplish a mission that I think they critically deserve and need. And I can tell you over the past 5 years, we've done a lot to make things better. We're not done yet. And I intend to continue this mission until I've satisfied either that goal or I'm told by the commander-in-chief that my time has been served.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.